On this, the 31st day of May, 2022, in Los Angeles, California, from the Lucy Coleman Studio, the United States of America on God's good, great planet Earth. Thank you for joining me for another webcast. Hope to have a nice time. Eric Reed leads us off, and I'll be playing from an album today as I talk to you about my life. Eric Reed, for such a time as this. Just a talented pianist, and I think that his the mood of the fingers on the ivory keys was exactly what I wanted and needed to hear. I don't know what I'm going to call this. I'm always having visitors come by to visit me. And whenever I do a webcast, I'm available for people to step in and just talk about how their lives are going. I have a responsibility to you, my listeners. And the responsibility that I have is one that has never changed from day one. From 2002, when I first built this website, up until 2022, 22 years ago. Can you believe that? About 20 years ago, to be exact, 20 years ago, I built this website. And I've been letting you hear from me based upon what I'm feeling in my daily activities as I live from time to time. And I hope that you will appreciate this time being spent with me. What I'm going to do is I'm going to continue to play this next number. It's Eric Reed at the piano and Alex Bohannon on the bass, Kevin Kenner on the drums, Chris Lewis is the tenor and soprano sax, and Henry Jackson, the specialist vocalist who sings on this. And I played this on various times on my webcast because I love Eric's music. It's soothing, soothing to the mind. We are living in a place now where, and I want to plug my website again. I went through at least three parts of that sermon, The Recommended Family. I want you to look at that because you can learn very important lessons on how to live. But I think I want to make it perfectly clear also because someone was looking at it with me and he thought that I was trying to, indoctrinate people to live the way I live. No. That's not what these lessons are for. It's not about them. I am convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that some of the moral and social teachings found in the scriptures are to be not only obeyed and extolled and recognized, but I believe that they should be a part of one's daily practice or activity if one expects that life to be of any value at all. I don't believe that you can create something out of nothing. The things that you want to happen are there and was going to materialize sooner or later. But I don't believe that individual humans has the innate power, because only the divine has that. And there's only one divine. And where do I get that from? I've seen too much stupidity and human beings to count anything that we say with a grain of salt. I can't. All right, I'll give you a perfect example of why I said that. We're supposed to trust in law enforcement, aren't we? We expect law enforcement of all the citizenry to protect is our children, the babies. This is what we expect of law enforcement. I remember driving around. My daddy was driving, and I was 8 or 9 years old. And a black and white unit would pull up next to my daddy's old 40-something Chevrolet. And the windows were down. Ross and I were in the back seat, riding with daddy, maybe coming from the store, going to the lumber yard or something like that. And there's this black and white unit, two white cops in there. And my daddy waved, and my daddy worked for the city, and he said, "Now you see these people, boys? Whenever you're in trouble, whenever you need help, you can call on them, and they'll come to your rescue. The police are your friends, and you can trust them." That's what I was told by my dad when I was 8 or 9 years old. I don't know whether a parent could tell his 8 or 9 year old that same scenario today. Because I have lost all confidence in law enforcement. I mean, no. If I have to call for one, I would treat him with decency, let him come to do the report, ask me the questions, and I'll go through that. But in terms of the results of a malfraction done to me, I don't think I would receive justice in a court of law with cops. Because I expect cops, as I expect firemen, to put their lives on the line for me as a citizen. It's just a special kind of thing that comes with that job. Now, let me explain that to you. If you become a firefighter, you aren't fighting fires every day. I live in Los Angeles. I'm sure that there are stove fires and maybe somebody's trying to keep warm in the shed and it catches a flame, that is, and that happens. But generally, the fire department is not working itself ragged in this city because most people are civilized and know the danger of an open flame without safety precautions. But today, people don't live towards the safety precaution. They live towards what makes them happy. I don't agree with that. Because what floats your boat might sink mine. Do you get it? And the freedoms that a lot of people think they have because they are quote unquote Americans is misguided freedom. At the most, it's misguided. And so what we have to do is we have to keep our guards up and open. We have to be aware of what we're confronted with as a people. Okay, gonna go to the next cut because I can ramble on and on about this. The next cut is a nice one. It's called Western Rebellion, about 4 minutes and 19 seconds. I want to see if you can pick up in Eric's music this Western Rebellion. Eric Reed.
Ah, yes.
Western Rebellion. I love it. I love it. I love it. That first number that I played, for those of you that didn't pick up on it, it was called Paradox Peace. That's why I liked the first cut on the album. For such a time as this, Eric Reed, Chris Lewis, Alex Bohenem, and Kevin Canner and Henry Jackson on this, on the Smoke, a CD record label. And this next number that I'm going to play is so unique, so unique. And Eric has a way of sounding just like Monk, just like Monk. You can pick up the rhythmic expressions. It's called Thelonious. No, not Thelonious. Thelonious. That's for Thelonious Monk and Charlie Mingus. And Eric calls this number Thelonious. And let's see if you can pick it up if you know Charlie Mingus on that bass and Thelonious Monk on that piano. Let's see if Eric can even bring us close to that kind of habitation. Eric Reed, my friend. Telonagus. Telonagus by Eric Reed. Ah, that's wonderful. Just enjoying this music on this nice Tuesday afternoon in Los Angeles. Sun is out, very bright. After the big holiday yesterday, it's June. It's graduation month. We have some of our black colleges already having graduations, and a couple of colleges, real good. Somebody's paying for all the tuition for all of the students in a couple of black colleges around the country. That's fantastic. We need more of those kinds of activities to help our youngsters achieve. And I'm telling you, there are always more than one brand of youngsters doing well in the world. There are the conventional ones that's going to follow society's rules to the T, cross the I, dot the T's. I'm a part of that. I like that. And then you got a new set of youngsters coming up that's creating their own rules. Now, it's kind of hard for us to cross the I and to dot the T's. Trust me, I'm an old school guy, and I'm thinking old school. But when you think about something old, well, that's this next number here. I think I'll keep it right in there. It was written way back in the day, and it's a nice number. Looking at Stella, but you only look at Stella as she's reflected next to the starlight. Stella by Starlight. Ah, yeah. It is a classic. A classic in the American and European sense of jazz music. Eric does a beautiful job, and he takes us way back there as he takes us melodically through these beautiful melodies, through this fantastic CD, Stella by Starlight, Eric Reed and his group. Continues to entertain us. What a way to end that wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Stella by Starlight, Eric Reed. I love it. What a way to end it with that boom, with that E flat or whatever it was. Don't you like mellow music like that because it comforts your heart? It brings you to a space in time where you can just chill out, pause, and not talk about what's on the news. You know, you don't care who won in the trial between Johnny Depp and his ex. Who cares about that? Eric got this next number. It's called It's You or No One. Maybe that's what Johnny Depp should have said to his wife. Oh, baby, it's you or nobody. Oh, yeah. To be so transparent like that, to speak like that. We don't even speak in those terms. We said, if I can't have you, nobody will. Wait a minute. Who would want a person like that? Surely you wouldn't want to go that far and say something so ridiculous. So, since, thank you for coming to my website. Promise me that you're going to look at the video clips that I have up there. They can really help your families. They can help you. They can sustain you when you're in bad situations. You know, have you ever been in a place where something was about to happen bad and you wanted to call somebody for some advice and you can't find a good mental caregiver these days? Because most people's minds have been ruined by whatever society is bringing on them. I remember there was a verse of scripture. Jesus said, men's hearts are failing them for fear for all of the things that are coming upon them. I have, you know, like the poor gentleman that died after his school teacher wife was murdered by that 18-year-old punk kid and 19 punk police officers standing outside of the room, allowing the carnage to take place. We're living in perilous times. Perilous times. And I think that when we get to the point where we don't want to address those times and say what it is, then there's something wrong with us. We're living in times when people, man, come on. You know you got a classroom full of fourth graders in there and somebody with a gun, and there's 19 of you outside of the hall, and you're all armored to the T, SWAT and everybody else, and you're waiting on one man to make a decision to save lives. If I was a cop in uniform, I would have said, man, fire me if you want to, but I'm going in there. And I would have went in there with my gun blazing, pointing to anything that wasn't a student, and take it down. That's what you do. Now, we're going to listen to this number called what? It's You or No One. Now, isn't that the kind of person you want around you that know what to do when it needs to be done? Eric Reed. Enjoy. Thank you. hit it right on the head. It's you or no one. It's you or no one. I mean, you know, and Eric plays it with such determination. You know, you feel it. It's you. It ain't on nobody else. You got to come clean with it. You've got to come across with it. No one else. All of my attention is directed at you. Now, just think how beautiful that would be if everyone on the planet had all of their attention in truest gratitude and grace aimed at the one deity that created every living thing in the universe. If everything in the universe praised what and whoever formulated all of this, it would be a beautiful, blissful moment. One that would quite naturally bring us into the next number. It's called Waltz for Wallace Roney. Waltz for Wallace Roney. Eric Reed Group. Thank you. That waltz. It's beautiful music, beautiful music. On this Tuesday afternoon in Los Angeles, it is nothing less than the last day of the month of May. The last day of the month of May. And since it is that time of the year, we're coming into June. And once we get into June, the graduations and all the other wonderful things that's going to take place. Well, I'm glad that you can join me for this time. What I'd like to do is I like to play. I'm going to skip a number, and I'd like to play number 8 on this album because I love to hear Eric play it. It's one of my favorites, and it's called Come Sunday. Because Eric has a very similar background to me coming up in the church, and it comes out in his music so graciously. Come Sunday from the same album, Eric Reid.
Thank you.
man, Come Sunday, written by the famous Duke Ellington and Mr. Strickland. That's right, that's right. Just classic piano melodies, things like that. Gonna end up this hour by playing number 12, and it's called Hymn of Faith. And I just want to set it up to get ready to play it. I think I'm set up. I appreciate you guys coming to my website. As you know, if you're following the dates, today is the 31st of May, and it is on next Saturday coming up that I have my MRI to look at my entire body and everything to see how I'm looking, to see how the surgery is going to proceed sometime in June. I shall keep you informed. Hymn of Faith. You guys to hear some real Eric Reed. Thank you, brother.